Welcome to the Elliot Jolish Hour. Elliot is the business therapist, giving you access to the greatest business minds in the world. Elliot and his sources provide insight to help your business maintain a healthy life. It's therapy for your business, and it starts now. Here's Elliot Jolish.
The Elliot Jolish Hour. This is the last show of the year. Imagine that. Here we are, the end of 2015. 2016 is literally knocking on our doorsteps and is only about 2.5 days away. And then I'm trying to figure out how do I handle this show. There's so many things I wanted to kind of cover today, and we only have an hour here. And so it's going to be kind of fast-paced, and I'm going to get as much coverage as I can, some suggestions, some ideas. I've got a couple of special offers I want to put out to y'all. But let me give you some ideas of who I am first. I am Elliot Jolish. I am a business coach. I have the ECJ Group. I live in Frisco, Texas with my wife, and I have two grown children. And for the last 4 years, almost 5 years actually, I've been a business coach. I work with companies, small to medium size in generalities, though I do work with entrepreneurs and individuals to help them get to that next level, whatever that level may be. And for almost the last year, I started this radio show back in January. I have been on the air presenting information, coaching materials to help you find whatever you might be looking for to help you get to that next level. So what are we going to cover today in our topics? Well, first of all, I want to reach out and give you an idea of how to get a hold of me. If you want more assistance or hear something on the show you want some more details on, check my website out at ecjgroup.com. You can always drop me an email at questions@ecjgroup.com. And before the end of the show, I'm going to talk about a little special offer I'm going to do for all my listeners as kind of a year-end special. So what does a coach do, and how do you hire a coach? Now, in all truthfulness, I could turn that into an hour show. I could easily make that last an hour. But we're going to give you a quick overview and then get into some more meat and potato of things that I've talked about over the last year, just to get you an idea of how you need to be prepared for 2016. And it doesn't matter if you're not quite ready. If you are ready, that's great. We're going to review some of that. But you still have time. 2016 still doesn't happen for 2.5 days. There are still some things you can be doing. And even if you're not quite ready on January 1st, there's next week. And it's an always ever-moving situation that you're always changing and moving towards success. First of all, what does a coach do? One of the biggest things that I work on with my clients is accountability. I'm going to help a person sit down and figure out what do they need to get to that next level. And that can mean anything, because I don't know what that next level is, and it's not my next level, it's their next level. They're making $50,000 this year, they want to make $100,000 next year. They're making $100,000 this year. They want to make $250,000 next year, or they want to make $500,000 next year. That's fine. They have 20 clients. They want 40 clients. They want to figure out how to franchise. They want to figure out, they have a small business and they've got a staff of 20, but the staff's not happy and they want to know why. Those are all reasons that you conceivably could hire a coach. How do you hire a coach? A lot of times I tell people, a lot of my jobs come through referral sources, people that have talked to other people and know, hey, wait a minute, you could use a coach and here's a guy I would suggest. But just because I meet you and we sit down and talk does not necessarily mean we're going to work together. There has to be, I have to understand that what you're trying to accomplish and that you know what you're trying to accomplish, or are willing to work towards it, and that you're coachable. Now, what do you mean by coachable? Well, that means that things that we discuss, you have to be open with me, and that there'll be tasks and assignments, a lot of which, none of which will be for my benefit, they're for your benefit. I'm going to make suggestions, but in most cases, you're going to make the suggestions, you're going to come up to resolutions. I don't give you answers to anything. I'll help you evaluate answers, but you still have to make those answers. And the hardest part that I sometimes run into with two issues, one of which is the accountability phase, the fact that I'm going to hold you accountable for getting something done, but there's no punishment if you don't get it done. It's hurting yourself, not me. And the fact that I can't give you any guarantees because, again, you have to do the work. If you're not doing the work, you're not going to accomplish whatever your goal is. So it can be a very personal situation in hiring a coach. You have to like the person you're dealing with. Or on the other side, you don't have to like the person, but you have to respect them. You have to understand that they're giving you value. If you see hiring as a coach or hiring a coach as an expense, you're not ready yet. Hiring a coach is a return on investment. I feel I'm successful with my clients that for every dollar they spend on me, they make X dollars in return. Now, whether that's another dollar or $2 or $5 or $100, that's between me and my clients. And those expectations don't always show up at first, but that's the goal that we aim for. So that's very important to understand that if you're looking at hiring a coach and all you see is an expense, you're not ready to hire a coach. To hire a coach, you have to have the understanding that a coach is going to give you a value that will turn into dollars for you or something else that you may want. But in some way, shape, or form, there'll be a return on investment. So it's really an investment in yourself and in your business when you hire a coach. So what's a coach going to help you do? Well, one of the biggest areas that we've talked about over the last year and we'll continue to talk about in coming months, because my audience, of course, is always changing. For those of you that have heard me before and have heard me over and over again, you know I kind of browbeat this kind of into people. And that's annual goals and to always review those annual goals. So starting at the very beginning of any type of business environment that I go into, once I have gone down and talked to a potential client, a prospect, and that discussion can take, that's usually at least one meeting and sometimes two or three meetings. Yeah, usually an hour to 3 hours each time to get a better understanding of not just what the business they are, what they're trying to accomplish, and how do we go about making it easier for them. So one of the areas, as I said, is the annual goals. It's one of those areas I find that is always seems to be lacking, especially in small businesses. They kind of have, I kind of want to get there, don't know quite how I'm going to do it. So I have a program. It's called Annual Goals Review. It takes about 12 weeks to implement. And by the time you're through with it, you will have some very well-established, easy to follow, not necessarily easy to accomplish, but very guided directions on how to write goals, how to achieve the goals. Of course, how to achieve the goals is all issues on what you're doing in your own business. And then how to measure them, because that's the important fact. You have to know how to measure them. Because if you can't measure the goals, you don't know if they're successful or not. You also don't know if you're not measuring on a regular basis, whether you need to do course corrections towards your goal. Something's working, something's not working. Those are all things that you have to have an idea on, at least on at best a weekly basis, certainly a monthly basis. So here we are, the end of 2015. You should have already evaluated your goals for 2015. You should have known what worked, what didn't work, and you should already have your 2016 goals established. You might already be working on accomplishing your first step in your 2016 goals. It's not too late to be, or too early to be working on 2016 goals as far as getting them. 2016, basically, we're going to hit the ground running next Monday. It'll be the 4th. So you've already lost 3 days of the month. By the time you take out weekends, you know, you only have, what, 20 days maybe, if that many. So those are all issues that you have to understand in your own thought process on preparing goals. And as I tell people, it's never too late to prepare your goals. And I always look at goals as a moving target, somewhat of a moving target, and one that are flexible. So you're going to have a goal. You should have a goal for January. What am I going to accomplish in January? What am I going to accomplish in February? You also need a goal for the entire year. And I'd like to have you see you with a goal for where you want to be in 3 years or 5 years or both. Let's say you're a small business and you've got the idea you want to franchise. You're not quite ready for it, but by 3 years from now, you want to have 10 franchises. Great. What's the steps that you need to take to get to there? All those steps need to be laid out and then looked at. And then one of the things you've got to look at is what are going to be the obstacles? Once you've identified the obstacles, then you can start knocking them down and figuring out, how do I get around these obstacles? All part of going through an annual goals review process. At the end of the show, I'm going to have a little special offer for those listening who would like to do an annual goals review. As I say, it's a 12-week program. We would meet on Skype, or if you're local, we could meet in person. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. But I always say it's you know, from a financial standpoint, pick a hard target and aim towards that. So goals are very important. And they have, again, we've always said they have to be SMART goals. So we'll continue this discussion after this break. And then we've got a lot of other things I want to cover. You're listening to the Elliot Jolish Hour. I am Elliot Jolish, the business therapist. And you're listening on OTR FM. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is OTR FM, part of the iOhm Radio Network.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Ohm Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.ohmtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Ohm Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
Do you want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Ohm Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
Host your show on iOhm FM, the radio network of Ohm Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Ohm Times. Hosting a show on iOhm FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
You're listening to OTR FM, part of the iOhm Radio Network.
To the Elliot Jolish Hour on OTR FM. I am the business therapist. And again, I'd like to add, if you have any questions, we'll try to get them at the end of the show. Please drop an email to questions@ecjgroup.com. And if not, if I don't get a chance to discuss them on this show, we'll certainly cover them next week. So in continuing the discussion, we started off talking about how the review of 2015, prepare for 2016, how you prepare your goals. And again, it's never too late for your 2016 goals. I'd also say it's probably time to start looking at 2017 goals. You've got your 2016 goals established. You ought to throw some 2017 goals out there and put them up on the board so you have an idea of where you want to aim for it. So you can see what your growth pattern is going to be, or what your, you know, maybe it's how you want to do your staffing or how you want to grow your company. You're a $100,000 company now and you want to be a $500,000 company at the end of the year and a $1 million company at the end of 17. So what are the steps I need to start taking? And how do I, and can I accelerate those? I would say, I would almost say, let's change that process and go, let's make you look towards a $1 million company this year and then readdress 2017 goals. It's not too early, ever too early, to throw out big, audacious, outrageous, just huge goals. It gives you something to reach for. It also helps you identify all the steps that need to be going on to get towards that goal. One of the areas you have to recognize is when you're looking at all your goals, is what's it going to take to accomplish those goals? If it's all revolving around sales, then how many people do you have to sell to reach those goals? And how many people do you have to present to? How many potential clients or prospects do you have? And it doesn't matter whether you're selling widgets or you're a dentist or a chiropractor or in any kind of business, even a coach. I have the same type of setup that I have to go through. Now, because I coach, a lot of my coaching's one-on-one, I have some hard numbers I can only reach or can only hit, and I can't go above that because my time, I'm limited by my time. There's 86,400 seconds in a day. So, and obviously I need 8 hours of sleep. Well, I get closer to six, but, and I have other responsibilities. So I can only block out so many people to see a day from a coaching standpoint. And I can only, but I also have to find time to market my efforts to continue my coaching funnel because my clients don't stay with me forever. Oh, I'd love that if they did. I could get a select group of clients and they would be there forever and I wouldn't have to go out looking for any more, but it doesn't work that way. So I'm always looking for more clients. My long-term goal, of course, is they'll come find me and I don't have to go looking for them, but I'm not quite there yet and I'm okay with that. That's just the nature of doing business. So one of the, besides goal setting here for 2016, what are the other things that you ought to be doing and preparing for 2016? Well, 2015 should be wrapped up. I'm assuming your financial house is in order, but this is a great time to go back and review your expenses for 2015. Was everything that you spent money on necessary? And are those expenses continuing into 2016 and do you need them? So one of the things I always tell people to do is go review your expenses. And are those expenses necessary? Is there a cheaper way of doing it or a better way of doing it? Or if you didn't make use of it, why are you spending the money on it? That's step one. Step two, talk to your accountant. You have to have an accountant or book, besides your bookkeeper, if you don't do your own books, if you have a bookkeeper, you can talk to them too, but you need to talk to your CPA, whoever prepares your tax information. What could you be doing to better your tax situation? If you know you're going to owe taxes, can you prepay some bills now, especially if you're a cash environment? Can you prepay some bills the next 2.5 days that would give you an additional expense for this year? That's always something that I look at. I reach out to my clients too and give them a suggestion that if they want a larger deduction for 2015, they can pay me on the 31st of December. Now, I don't always want that because it ups my income too and I have to make adjustments too, but it also gives me the leeway of then going out and paying some of the people I work with ahead of time. So that's always one of the areas that you can work with. So I suggest you talk to your CPA. You also talk to your attorney because you want to find out, are there any laws that are going to affect your business, both from a tax standpoint and just from a business standpoint? There are new laws made, health laws, all sorts of things that get changed every year. And you should have some kind of discussion, if not already, at least this week, if at all possible, or early next week. Of course, if it's early next week, you can't make any changes for 2015, but it's still not too late to make changes for 2015, though they probably should have been made a month ago. But certainly talk to your CPA and talk to your attorneys to figure out where my business sits, what other options should I be looking at? Is there a better strategy that I can do for tax savings? A lot of this pertains to the U.S., but it does affect other countries too. And if your clients are international, it may affect how your income is reported too. You need to look at any state regulations that may affect you. I have one client that does business in about six different states and on an irregular basis. So one month may be there or another month may be there. And some of the states are collecting sales tax, and that becomes a tax reporting almost a nightmare, because because in some of the states they want you to file monthly. And so for 8 or 9 months out of the year, he files a return that basically has zero on it. And then for 3 or 4 months, he files a return that has a few thousand dollars on it or more. And he's trying to work with him so that he can either go to quarterly or annual payments. And some of them will work with him and others won't. And he has been a little lax on it. We're trying to work that situation out and working with his operations person who's responsible for his books to make sure that we get him on a better plan and to make better use of making sure that all of the requirements are done. I had a person reach out to me a month ago for some tax help in a particular area, part of which I knew a little bit about. But when I got into the meat of the material of what he wanted, it got to be where I couldn't handle it. And I turned him over to a friend of mine who I believe is helping him, but I really don't know. He's not a client. He was a friend that I had met from a meeting, and he reached out and I offered him some suggestions, and that's where it ended for there. Go back and find your clients. Go talk to all your clients right now. Make sure they're happy. You might even prepare a quick 4 or 5 cents, question survey. You know, what would they like to see different? If you have a lot of clients, that may be the simplest way. Send them an email with a little survey attached. You know, maybe if you want to make sure you get them to reply, offer a $5 or $10 or some type of reward or some type of card, maybe a Starbucks card or something. If you have Starbucks in your neighborhoods, that for everybody that completes the survey, their names will go into a hat and you'll draw a winner. And they'll win a, you know, $10 gift card to Starbucks or something. Or just, you know, if you want, if it's a big ticket item, just send everybody a $5 gift card for sending out for completing the survey. Not to take it, but say once you complete the survey, in return for taking time out of your day, you'll get this little gift card from us for your thanks. Some will still not do it, and that's okay. But if you get enough people to do it, you'll get some information that you can then use and how to better prepare your sales team in dealing with your clients. Go back to prospects that have not done business with you. Reach out and reopen that connection and find out, is there an opportunity to do business with them? And if not, why not? What didn't connect between you and them? Was it a price issue? Was it they didn't get the attention they thought they deserved? Those are all issues you'd have to work with. That's one of the area from a sales standpoint, and client retention is one of the areas that I work with some of my clients on. And client retention can be very finicky. So there's never an easy answer. But by getting this information, the more information you have, it makes it easier for you to prepare for 2016 and therefore and beyond, and how to grow your business larger. Because as you grow your business larger, it's going to be harder and harder to stay in tune with your clients unless you have the appropriate staff to work with. And whether you have employees or you have vendors that do a lot of this work for you, those need to be reached out to also. And looking at your vendors, go reach out to them. Find out, make sure all your bills are caught up with them, or if there's anything outstanding, if you can pay ahead of time, there's an opportunity for you for an additional expense. Find out, you know, maybe there's some discounts that you haven't taken that you could get. Maybe you can renegotiate some of the pricing if you think it's too high. There are all sorts of opportunities. That's an area, your financial responsibilities for your business are this is a huge time for that. It means you have to have your bookwork, your accounting activities up to date. It means that here we are on December 29th and all your accounting records are up to date, except for maybe 2 or 3 days that are left, so that you know exactly where you sit from a standpoint of what's my business? What's it done for this year? What did I expect it to do? How did it compare to the previous year? And then it will help me forecast what I expect to do for next year, which all should be part of you. Here we go back to it, your goals. It all works together. And whether you do the accounting yourself, hire it to an outside organization, or have a bookkeeper in-house, all of that information is still your responsibility to make sure that it's done. And if it hasn't been done, you know, you've got to find out why. What, you know, am I not providing my accountant with the necessary or my bookkeeper with the necessary information that they need to complete the job? Or have I given the information and for some reason they're not getting it done? And do I need to resolve that issue? Now, it doesn't mean you necessarily have to change people yet, but you need to find out why it's not on task and on a timely sense. Are they too busy doing other things? Or are they doing, I mean, if you have a bookkeeper in-house and they're responsible for other tasks as well, do they not have the appropriate time allotted to get the books done? Have you piled too many other things on top? Is it time for another staff person? Is it time to outsource some of that things because you can't afford another staff person, but you might be able to afford some outsourcing? Those are all issues that need to be reviewed in as the end of year, beginning of year clock ticks. Talk to your CPA. Make sure your business structure is appropriate for the tax situation you're in. Whether you're a sole proprietor, an LLC, a partnership. If it's a partnership, you've got partners you need to deal with and make sure they're all on the same page. Or if you're a small corporation, are you a sub S corporation? That's a U.S. tax situation. Or are you a full C corporation? We'll continue this discussion and look at other opportunities for 2015-2016 after these brief messages. You're listening to the Elliot Jolish Hour. I am Elliot Jolish, and you're listening on OTR-FM. We'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to OTR-FM, part of the iOhm Radio Network.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OHM Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffey and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on OHM Times Radio.
Being a radio host on iOHM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OHM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OHM Times endeavor. Host your show with OHM Times Radio Network.
This is OTR-FM, part of the iOhm Radio Network.
The Business Therapist, and you're listening on OTR-FM. And I want to welcome you all back. We're going to kind of doing a 2015 recap and preparation for 2016. Excuse me, I'm getting tongue-tied here. First part of this show, we talked about goals review. This next section, we talked a little bit about financials and the necessary things that need to be done now in preparing not only for 16, but looking at back at 15 and figuring out if all of your expenses were appropriate and where you could have saved some money or where you should be saving money for next year. So let's move forward. What would be next? Let's look at your marketing plans. That's a huge issue. They all kind of, all of these pieces fit together. They all are important. It's all a necessity that you have to look at. But marketing has changed considerably over the last 15, 20 years, particularly with the internet and internet marketing and the different ways of reaching out to people. And one of the things I can say is that you've got to make sure that not only do you have a tactical plan for marketing, which is most businesses do, but you've got to have a strategic plan. What can I do to make sure that I'm getting my message to the people that would most benefit from my product? That's the hard task right now. Now, is one of the things, as I would always say, is you have a already ready-built market. You have clients already, assuming you've already started and you've been in business for a couple of years. You've got clients out there. All you have to do is keep in touch with them, whether that be a newsletter once a month or either by email or by hard copy. I still get a couple of newsletters in the mail, postal mail as opposed to email. I also get some newsletters in email. But this also gives me a time right now. What I've been doing over the last 2 to 3 weeks is kind of going back and reviewing emails that I've been getting. I get way too many emails. Even I know that, both personally and business oriented. But I'm looking at all my business emails right now, and I'm determining, do I still need to be getting email from this person? And if, depending on the type of what they're promoting and or who they are, I'm deciding whether to continue with them or unsubscribing from their list if they have a list. And if you don't have a list, you should have one. Everybody in business, no matter what the business is, whether it's a storefront or an internet marketing or an online business or whatever it is, should have some type of list that you can reach out to and contact all of your clients at one time if necessary, particularly if you're a storefront for no other reason than a recall. You have a product you sell and all of a sudden there's a recall on it. You want to be able to reach all your clients as quickly as possible and show due diligence that once you found out the information of a problem that you've dealt with it. But on the other hand, too, you want to reach out to these clients. They're your best customers. They've bought from you already. So selling to them again should be easier. So what do you do? Well, first of all, I would suggest you come up with build yourself a newsletter, whether it be once a month or once a week, doesn't matter. And reach out to your clients, whether you decide to print it at a print shop or do an electronic version of it. Reach out to your clients. Give them an opportunity at the bottom. There's a lot of different mail clients, AWeber, Constant Contact, MailChimp. There's all sorts of different places for maintaining a mail list that will not cost you a lot of money. MailChimp, in fact, for I think up to 2,000 clients is free right now. I don't recommend the free service per se, though it's a good place to get started. You can still get started for very inexpensive dollars on MailChimp. And I don't have a link or anything, so I'm not an affiliate with them. I mean, I can do affiliate marketing with them, but I don't. They would be one that I would recommend you sign up for if you're looking to build a mailing list. If you want more information, reach out to me. I'll provide you some information and some suggestions of different people that I have followed in the past that give very good advice on how to build a mailing list, particularly for new clients. Now, a lot of this is your tactical marketing. Don't forget you've got to have strategic marketing. Again, how do you find your clients? These are new people, new prospects, new customers. Recognizing too that in a lot of cases it's going to take up to 7 touches before you make a sale. I recognize that all the time when I'm talking to my coaching clients or prospects, that it's going to take several touches sometimes before we have determined that there is a connection. So how do you go about and figuring out what your best marketing plans are? Well, that's Part of that is up to you. If you don't have the expertise, find it. There are some people out there, there are local people that will help you in marketing that will not cost you an arm and a leg. It will cost something, but sit down with them and figure out what kind of budget you've got before you commit to anything. And make sure you understand what you're getting. Look on any type of agreement to see what the deliverables will be. Exactly. Here, I'm signing up with you. You're going to help run a marketing campaign. How do we determine the campaign was successful? What am I getting back from the campaign? What are you doing for me for the campaign? And how will the cost be spread out over the campaign? I generally say don't pay for it up front, not entirely, but do expect that you're going to want a deposit, probably 50%, maybe 60%, because there's a large expense involved in getting something set up for people. And they're making money too. You expect to make money. You've got to figure that your vendors have to expect to make money also. You can't expect something for free if you're not expecting to give away stuff for free too. So that's just not, you've got to take that in consideration. And marketing right now has changed so much. As I say, there's all sorts of ways, and a lot of the marketing will depend on the type of business you are and the type of clients you're going after. You know, I tell storefront people, I've worked with some clients that have specialty type product areas, and one of the areas they can get into is they can be a flyer that gets into one of these mail packages that goes to new home buyers at a certain dollar level. Used to be, you know, $300,000 or higher. Now it's $500,000 or higher in a lot of cases, depending on the type of product. Working with a pool builder, they build high-end pools. Excuse me, they're expensive. I think his starting price is, well, at one time his starting price was about $60,000 for a pool. Sorry, I'm getting a frog in my throat. Excuse me. So, obviously, somebody who bought a $300,000 house is not necessarily going to have money to spend $60,000 on a pool. You might find a few, but that's not where most of your clientele are going to be. Typically, your clientele are going to be at the $500,000 and higher. So, how do you find those people? Well, there are programs out there that you can get involved with that you can put a flyer in that would say, here, put me in with this package of information that goes out to anybody that bought a house for $500,000 or higher. That gives them an opportunity. Maybe you put an offer on it that will attract them to your website. You know, here's a coupon, or here's a free article on top 10 things you should look for in a pool builder. And you put out a PDF on your website that they can go download. You capture their information when they come to your website, their name and contact information. So then now you can follow up with an email and says, thanks for connecting with me. Here's the information you requested. Can we sit down for a meeting? Can I offer you a suggestion? Put videos on your site if you don't already have them on there, particularly from a pool standpoint. I'd put a video out there that would show the construction, time-lapse construction of a pool from the time they dug the hole until the time the kids splash. And then do time-lapse on it so that you take a picture every so often, whether it's every 8 hours or something. And then after that, edit it down so it's about a two-minute film. And people then can see what's involved in the construction of a pool. And that takes into consideration all the delays. When I had my pool built in my backyard, we had snow in the backyard on Christmas Day. This was, 3 years ago? Yeah, snow in the backyard. In my pool, I've got pictures of it. And did it delay the building of the pool? About a week, but we knew that. And we had done it all purposely in the wintertime because we knew we couldn't swim in the wintertime. Now, it gets cold here in Frisco, but not that cold, and we don't necessarily get freezing temperatures for a long period of time. But the pool was ready in March, which is about the time we expected it to be ready. And there were no real surprises. We had a couple of minor delays, but it worked out very well for us. And I love my pool. I don't often get into it as much as I'd like to. I'm going to try to change that in 16. So look at all of your different ideas on how to attract new clients. What can I do to get attention? Email is a terrific way of reaching out to people, A, that you already have as clients. You should be reaching out, touching them at least once a month. whether it be through a newsletter and maybe include some specials on it or something. But how do you reach out to new people? That's can be a little more complicated. Sometimes you'd have to hire a marketing person to figure out, how do I get these new people? Again, as I said, one of the opportunities you might be is to, if you have a storefront, like I said, for a pool buyer, and you put a flyer in information that goes out to new homes people, find out from your local chamber, is there a list of new buyers or new people in the city you're living in? And what's it take to get that list? If you're a member of the chamber, do you get that list automatically? Some chambers do, and I think other chambers don't, so I don't know. So there are all sorts of opportunities there that you have to look at to figure out, what can I do to get more people in front of me? And of course, how many people do I have to get in front of to close one person? What's my close rate? And what can I do to improve my close rate? And what can I do to get more people? So that builds your strategic plans towards your marketing program. I would put together a marketing calendar. In fact, I have a marketing calendar. I'm not quite finished it yet. I've got the first 3 months done of everything that I'm going to be doing in my marketing approach towards my business, areas that I want to approach and concentrate on. If you're a storefront or you have special areas that are affected by holidays, there's a perfect goal for you. Some of that then is always going to be built in, but you need to have that on a calendar that you can look at it on a constant basis. Put it up on your wall in your office so that you know what you're working on. It's another area that you ought to be doing for keeping track of your prospect base and how many people you're reaching out to, and how do you get more people, and how do you follow up with these prospects, making sure they don't fall between the cracks. It's nothing but irritating if I can't send a message out to people and then all of a sudden it comes back, or they forget to contact me. We'll continue this discussion after the break. This is Elliot Jolish on the Elliot Jolish Hour, and you're listening on OTR FM. We'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to OTR-FM, part of the iOhm Radio Network.
Ohm Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Ohm Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgemeer, host of the Inspired Parenting Radio Show, where every week we bring you empowering information from the diverse fields of conscious parenting, education, neuroscience, consciousness, health, and metaphysics to support you in nurturing the best in your children. So if you're interested in understanding what shapes your children's minds, spirits, and hearts, join me every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and prepare to be inspired.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OHM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Host your show on iOHM FM, the radio network of OHM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OHM Times. Hosting a show on iOHM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
This is OTR-FM, part of the iOHM Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Elliot Jolish. You're listening to the Elliot Jolish Hour, and I am the business therapist. Reach out to me at questions@ecjgroup.com. Please check my website out at ecjgroup.com. And wow, where has this hour gone? We're in our last 15-minute quarter here, not even that many minutes in, and there's still so much to talk about for the end of 2015, beginning of 2016. But before we go down that last little area or sections that I wanted to talk about, I wanted to reach back out, do a quick review, and make a little offer to people that are listening. Again, I mentioned at the beginning, one of the most important things I think for any business is to make sure that you have goals and that your annual goals are on target and that you know how to work with them. And I offer a program called Annual Goals Review. It's a very, it's a 12-week program. It's an hour a week, sometimes a little bit more. We can do it on Skype. We can do it in person if you're local. We can even do it on the phone. There is homework involved, so and it will be thought-provoking. It could last a little bit longer if you're not timely on getting your work done. But I'm offering this as a special promotion here for anybody listening. And this offer is good. I was going to say it's good till the end of the year, which of course is about 2.5 days. But I'm going to make it offer good until the end of Monday of next week, which is January 4th. Just because this show will be replayed a few times here between now and then. And if you're not listening till over the weekend, I want to give you an opportunity to take advantage of it. Now, there's nothing mentioning it on my website. This is something only open to my listeners here right now that are on the show that are listening to this particular broadcast. And you have to send me an email. You send me an email at questions@ecjgroup.com. Tell me you're interested in the annual goals review special. It is $200, $199. This is a program I normally charge $9.95 for. So for $200, you would get the binder, you get my time for an hour each week for 12 weeks on a phone call. If I end up with too many people, there is a possibility we'll do a group call at least once a month instead of individual calls each week. Because I always find groups sometimes work better because there's better discussion sometimes. We might even do it as a webinar. That one I haven't thought out yet, but if you're interested, by all means, reach out to me, and I'll work with y'all. Again, it's $200. This is a special price just for listeners, and it's good until January 4th, midnight of January 4th, Central Daylight Time or Central Standard Time. So that's Monday, and we'll move forward from there. So again, if you are interested in this, reach out to me at questions@ecjgroup.com. And thanks very much. I hope y'all are interested in it. So let's go back and look at it. Again, annual goals review, we talked about in the first section of this program. We then talked about accounting and financial issues. And then the last section, we just talked about your marketing plan. So what's left? Well, there's a lot of things that we could be talking about. But the thing that I find most important in talking about now would be you yourself. You as a business owner, making sure that you take care of yourself. It's important to be successful in your business. But remember, I've always said this, to get your business to that next level, you have to work on the business, not in the business. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, we all work in our businesses probably on a day-to-day level. And sometimes we forget to work on the business and we wonder why the business won't grow. Because if there's any task that you're doing that could be done by somebody else, whether you hire somebody as an employee or as a vendor, if they can do it for less than what your time is worth, why aren't they doing it? Which gives you more time to do what you do best, which is to promote your business, i.e. working on the business, not working in the business. I also recommend highly that you take care of yourself in a personal state. Take care of yourself to make sure that you are there for your family. Take time off as appropriate. I reach out to all entrepreneurs and all types of business owners, and they're working 60, 70, 80 hours a week. That's great, especially when you're building a business, but find time to cut back a little bit and take some time for yourself, whether it's to go get a massage, to see a chiropractor if you need it, or just to take a vacation. Just go take a walk. Make sure you exercise, you get enough sleep at night. There are all sorts of issues. But I also believe that there's personal growth. And one of the big things of personal growth is to increase your knowledge base. And to do that, you have to read. So I'm going to challenge everybody here. We'll try to bring it up on a regular basis. This is a thought process I'm still working on, but I'm going to suggest a book a month for everybody. There's no reason you cannot read at least one book a month. How do I say that? Well, most books probably are not going to be more than 300 pages. You read 10 pages a day. There's 30 days in every month except for one. In this coming year, there's 29 days in it, so you have to read 20 pages one day. or you get a shorter book. And maybe I'll pick a shorter book for that month. But 10 pages a day, 30 days, 300 pages, you've read a book. There's no reason you can't read 12 books in 2016. The first book I would recommend for January would be Think and Grow Rich. It's a book I go back and read sometime, usually in the first quarter of the year. But every year I try to read it. Now, I didn't start reading it until just a few years ago because I wasn't in the coaching practice. I spent 35 years in IT. It was the farthest thing from my mind. It'd always been something. Now, I'd been an entrepreneur for several times. I've had my own photography studio. I've had a horse breeding and boarding business. And now I'm a business coach. So I've had other businesses. And I've helped other people in their businesses, too, before I became a coach. So it's an area that I find extremely important to take care of your own knowledge. Go find people that you respect, whether it be Tony Robbins or Michael Hyatt or Mike Dillard. If you know those names, fine. If you don't, go look them up. These are people that I respect and that I listen to a lot of what they say. And sometimes they have blogs out there that I read. Chris Westfall is another person I follow. He's here local to the Dallas area. He talks a lot about elevator speeches. And if you don't have a good elevator speech, one that's consistent and that repeats every time you talk to people, he's a great person to follow. And everybody I meet, I tend to say a lot of people don't know how to do an elevator speech. And their elevator speeches are not always consistent. And I'm as guilty as the next. I have that same problem. I change it from time to time. But to get your message across to the people so they understand what you do and what you're looking for, you have to have a consistent message. And the opportunity is a lot of times to develop that in your elevator speech, and you have to make it consistent. And you have to know it blindfolded. You know, somebody put a knife gun to your head that you could speak it without sweating. It's one of those issues that you have to learn, and you cannot learn it if you don't practice it. Write it out. Make it perfect or as close to perfect as you can think, and then read it and out loud several times over and over again till you can repeat it verbatim without having to look at your cards or anything. I attend several network meetings a week, and it amazes me how unprepared most people are with their elevator speech. So there's another challenge. Make sure you get your elevator speech lined up, and it should all line up with your mission and your vision. And people will start coming to you. What else can you be doing? So pick again. 12, we're going to work on 12 books. I'm going to start some books, but I'm open to suggestions. You find a book you'd like, by all means, send me the name of it. I'll talk about it on the air. If I haven't already read it, I'll go read it. I also listen to books in tape. If you get driving your car anywhere and you're not listening to a book on tape and listening to the radio instead, you're wasting your time. Go find a book you want to read and subscribe to it through Audible or one of the other reading services and listen to it. It's much more beneficial, and can be very soothing. But the bigger key, of course, is to take care of yourself. Whatever works for you, make sure you take time off for you. You've got to have downtime. You've got to have time to regenerate. You have to find time to meditate. I'm just starting to do that. It is amazing how good it can be. Doesn't take long, 10 or 15 minutes a day, and it works great. So those are things that you have to do in getting to that next level to become successful, is to take care of yourself. Because if your health goes, what happens? I had a health scare this summer, and I was hospitalized for a few days, and it basically upset the apple cart, you might say. It turned my whole business on side, and I'm still kind of recovering from it, and I'm not back to where I want to be. And I've got to get there, but I will. I know that. Work on establishing goals that you will do, and write them out. Put them up on your wall where you can see them. I've talked to a lot of people, and I'm considering doing this for this year, a vision board. I've done some things similar to it, but not quite in the photographic type, say, but create a vision board with pictures on it of where you want to be. I've got two people I follow right now that have both done vision boards in the past and have talked about how successful it has made them feel and how successful they have become from it. So there are all sorts of little issues that you can do in preparing for 2016 that will help make your business thrive. And that's the goal here, is to help make your business thrive. The whole purpose of a business coach is to make you become more successful. Now, I can throw these ideas out. I can talk to you about them. I can see what works for you. But if you don't implement them, they don't do anything. I can't implement them for you. These are things that you have to do. I had a potential client at one time. We had laid a big program out. He had a medium-sized company, and the numbers were pretty good size, and he wanted guarantees. And I says, I can't give you guarantees because I'm not doing the work you are. And it's amazing how fast the time has already gone by. I want to thank everybody for listening to me, not only today, but for this entire year. I hope you've been a year-long listener. I look forward to next year, and we'll make things bigger and better than ever. Please reach out to me at questions@ecjgroup.com. I hope to see you all next week. Have a happy new year. Y'all take care now. You've been listening to the Elliot Jollis Hour. I am Elliot Jollis, the business therapist, and you've been listening on OTR FM. Happy New Year, guys, and we'll see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
You're listening to OTR FM.